because as I say, we have literally only.
Thank you for attending this evening. Before we end this meeting, I have a couple of comments, please. It's been questioned as to why we have a meeting for this one agenda item, and it's been better to postpone it for the next meeting. This was discussed with officers. We were told that it was unfair to withhold decisions from applicants, etc. And I think Councillor Jones and Councillor Green both expressed their desire to do what we could for people to provide a service, and it was decided that we should be back proceeding with the meeting. And it's not because we haven't got a large amount of business coming towards us. It's just that a lot of the applications that are in the pipeline, some of them will undoubtedly be contentious. And so what I've said to the person we've discussed, we want to get as much information as we can to present to the committee. We don't want to come to you without all the information we can actually glean. So I'm afraid you have to blame me for the delays. So we'll go on to the agenda now, if we may. All persons present are reminded that the meeting may be recorded, and by attending this meeting you are giving your consent to be filmed and your image being viewed. You are kindly requested to make it known to the chairman that you intend to film or record this meeting. Any moments to film and record? No, thank you. The chairman is aware that planning applications may be controversial and emotive for those affected by the decisions made by this committee. However, all persons present are reminded that the council will not tolerate abusive or aggressive behaviour towards staff or other visitors in this meeting, and anyone behaving inappropriately will be required to leave the meeting by the building. The monitoring officer would like to remind members that when they are considering whether the following items are exempt information under the relevant paragraph under Part 1 of Schedule 12A of the Local Government Act 1972, they must have regard to the public interest test. This means that members must consider for each item whether the public interest in maintaining the exemption from disclosure outweighs the public interest in the item available to the public. Thank you. Agenda Item 1, apologies for absence. I've got apologies from Councillor Bone, who is being substituted by Councillor Clark, and from Councillor Bridges, who is being substituted by Councillor Keithley. Thank you. Are there any other apologies? Thank you. Declarations of interest. All members are aware of the code of conduct. Are there any declarations of interest? Could you please say the procurement or non-procurement to which item it relates and for what reason? No, thank you. I'd also like to take the opportunity to introduce our solicitor for the evening, Sherry Brown. Agenda item 3, minutes of the last meeting.
Lies within an existing employment area
with the main part of the employment site being occupied by TNT to the northwest, which has its own set of access off Melbourne Road to the west. The petition with 27 signatures has been received, stating the support for the proposal. No comments have been received from the Parish Council and no objections are raised by statutory consultees. The majority of the site sites are an area defined as primary employment area under the provisions of policy EC3 of the local plan, and as such the office element of the proposal would be policy compliant, but the proposed housing element would not. There is currently a shortfall of new employment land allocated in the local plan, and therefore proposals that would increase this deficit would generally be resisted. However, a review of employment sites as part of the local plan review has indicated that whilst the TNT part of the employment allocation is likely to remain viable for employment use, the pipeyard works part of the allocation is nearing the end of its active lifespan. In these circumstances, the site is likely to be removed from the allocation in the local plan review. This is a material planning consideration, and consider that it will be unreasonable to keep the current allocation solely on the basis of the current allocation and the small loss of employment land. Therefore, in this case, the principle of the proposed mixed-use development is supported. Members are advised that there are no other recommendations to remove land from other employment allocations, and so it's not considered that approval of the current proposal would set a precedent. The main part of the application site is located at a distance from the main built-up area of Newbold. The site occupies a hollow in the landscape and is well screened by mature landscaping beyond the site boundary. When viewed from the village, the site is also set against the backdrop of the industrial site to the west. Although the site is separated from the settlement, the topography of the surrounding landscape, existing mature landscaping and industrial buildings are such that the site would not occupy a prominent location within the rural landscape. As a result, it's considered that the site could be developed as proposed without attraction from the entrance of the wider countryside. Details and means of access to the site is included for consideration at this stage, and this will be provided by the existing vehicular access at the junction with Pipeyard Lane and Worthington Lane. The access does not fully accord with the Leicestershire Highway Design Guide in terms of access width and radii. However, given the previous use of the site as a crusher yard, that the application proposal would not generate a significant level of HGV movements and an absence of recorded personal injury collisions around the access, the County Highway Authority has no concerns regarding safety at this location, and the proposed means of access is considered acceptable. The site is considered to be of a sufficient size to accommodate the proposed development with acceptable landscaping and access arrangements, and which would have an acceptable relationship with the surrounding area. The scheme does not give rise to any significant material impact upon the occupiers of neighbouring dwellings, trees, ecology, drainage and flood risk, and land contamination. Accordingly, the application is recommended for approval, subject to the imposition of planning conditions, and subject to the applicant and landowners entering into an indemnity agreement with the council, secured by a planning obligation, to ensure that the council's bin lorries are able to use Pipeyard Lane to collect bins at the bottom of the lane. The applicant and landowners have confirmed their willingness to enter into such agreement. I'd also like to draw members' attention to the contents of the update sheet. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Austin. I'd like now to open the debate up to the committee. Does anyone wish to speak?
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, I'd like to move the officer's recommendation, Chairman, and also the 106 agreement that's proposed on the update sheet.
The current usage of the site has a permission for involves heavy vehicles driving. but I'm well pleased with the conclusion of it, is that the site is a brownfield site. I share Councillor Bowen's comments on the issue, that it is used for a brownfield site, and there doesn't appear to be anybody in the village or in the parish who is really objecting to this. So I should be voting with the recommendation, Chair. Thank you. Councillor Keating.
Yes, would the indemnity agreement be in perpetuity?
Can I now call for a motion on this application?
Can I move to council?
Moved by Councillor Thompson and seconded by Councillor Green. Yeah, it's a recorded vote, so...
Councillor Adams. Councillor Ashman. Councillor Clark. Councillor Rukiki. Councillor Canny. Councillor Coxon. Councillor Harrison. Councillor Jones. Councillor Legree. Councillor Smith. Councillor Speck.
Well, that's close, gentlemen. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, wasn't it? That is obviously approved. I would like to thank everyone for their time and contribution to the meeting this evening. And I now declare the meeting closed. Thank you very much for attending.